Welcome to Grit, Grace, and Glitz. I'm your host, Erica Rothenberger, and I'm so excited for you to join me and my amazing guests every week as you learn how to get gritty, how to give yourself the grace that you deserve, and to celebrate all the glitz that comes to you along the way. Are you ready to unlock your potential? Let's do this. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Grit, Grace, and Glitz. I am so excited for who we have on this podcast today. As you remember, Grit, Grace, and Glitz is where we go from good to great. We go from great to phenomenal. We talk about the gritty parts of life. We talk about giving ourselves the grace that we all need and all deserve, but we also make sure that we celebrate the glitz, the good things that are going on each and every day, the way that we're impacting other people and the way that other people are impacting us with just positive and just awesome energy. With that being said, I am so excited to be here. I am so excited to introduce our guest, Shoshana McNeil. She is not only the owner of Soul Beat Studio, but she's also 6ABC's fitness expert. She's had years of experience working in the fitness industry. She is driven by her passion for doing exactly what she loves. And it's shown in every class that she shows up, she teaches, and she pours into other people. Her positive energy is truly infectious. Her teaching style is like right down to every rhythm and every move. She's motivational, upbeat, and she will be sure that you are showing up and giving your best in every single class. I mean, who doesn't need an instructor like that? As a mom of, okay, wait on this, five. Yes, I said five young boys. She knows how hard it is to quote unquote manage it all, but believes that although you can do anything, you can't do everything. I'm going to repeat that again. So she believes that although you can do anything, so anything you put your mind to, she's like, yes, you go and get after it, but you can't do everything. We'll talk a little bit more about that. So focus on the things that you're good at that are important to you and that fill you up to be amazing at it. Oh my goodness. Welcome, 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 Shoshana. How are you today?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. I'm doing fabulous.
We are so thrilled to have you guys. I don't know if my guests even know this, but I used to own a gym. I owned a gym for several years. I was a fitness instructor for 15. It is in my DNA and in my blood. So I love when I get to talk to someone else who feels like who got that extra strand of DNA and just lights it up. And, you know, you put them in a studio and there's just no stopping them. And that truly is Shoshana. I mean, in every single way. I mean, I see her posting, I see what she does. She is one to follow. So let's start here. You know, there's so many different definitions of success. I'd love to hear what success means to you. And I'd love to go back to what you said at the beginning, that you can do anything, but you can't do everything. And how do you know when you've become successful at something? And maybe with Soul Beat or something else that you've done in your life, you've had so many phenomenal successes so far, but we always want a next level, right? And I love that about you. You have this flame in you. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So what I mean by that quote of like, you know, you can do anything, but you can't do everything. I kind of learned that over the years of, you know, obviously like what I do for a living is just to inspire people, to motivate people, to, you know, help them see that what they're capable of is just so much more than they actually think. But with that comes this, you know, balance that has to come attached to that, you know, like, yes, you can do anything, right? You can achieve any of your dreams, any of your goals, whatever you manifest in your own life. But there has to come a time when you start prioritizing, right? Because when you're, you know, too overwhelmed with too many things, then something has to fall by the wayside, right? You can't be 100% at every single thing. And I've kind of learned over the years that, you know, this is what I'm really good at. This is where my heart is, you know, with my family, with my work. And, you know, you have to prioritize, you know, I cannot do everything. I have to learn to say no.
Yeah. So, and when you do, like you start losing something else, right? Like, cause like there is only the 24 hours in the day, right? No matter how you cut it, right? You just, and I think as women, we so often want to say yes to everything, right? And then when we do, we feel burnt out. We feel like we're failing at everything, right? When we're not focused. And believe me, I've been there plenty of times, and, you know, and it's hard because when you are one of those people that are craving more, it's hard to like say, okay, but I don't want to cut this faucet off yet. Like, I'm not ready to shut this off before I start the next thing. So then they're both running at the same time. And then you're trying to toggle five boys in between.
Yeah. Yeah. It just becomes too much. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, having your hand in too many jars, so to speak, it just drains you. And then what do you have left to give to the things that actually really matter? Right. So in terms of success for me personally, as a business owner, you know, especially as, I mean, as a mom, success comes in two different forms for me. So from a business side, success for me in my fitness studio and what I do, and even being on TV, is all about impacting people. If I can help somebody believe in themselves more than they did before coming to me, if I can motivate them to change their life a little bit, to, you know, do something different, to step outside of their comfort zone, anything like that is success. It's not money. It's not money. Although, who doesn't want money, right? I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. Like, of course I want to be financially successful.
Of course. And we'd be crazy not to be able to talk about that, right? But like, that's not what brings you ultimate happiness, right? Is what you're saying, and joy. Yeah. No. It's a great part of it, but it's not the all and be all.
No, exactly. You know, when someone leaves my class and says like, oh my gosh, like, you know, that was amazing. Like, what you said in that class resonated with me. I needed to hear that. I'm struggling with my self-confidence, or I'm going through a divorce, and like what you said about life and change and adapting, and, you know, whatever I say in those classes, right? I mean, sometimes it just pours out of me and I don't know what the heck comes out of my mouth, but, you know, that to me, that is success. That is, you are where you're supposed to be. You are doing exactly what you were meant to do. And, you know, that's all I want, to be honest with you. Like, you know, and I want to keep doing it, but I want to do it even I want to reach more people, right? So for me, you know, reaching more people and impacting more people is my goal. You know, and as a mother, what success is as a mother is raising five boys that, you know, see me as this strong, independent, loving, hardworking woman that, you know, that's a hustler, that, you know, loves them, you know, without fail, and is always going to be there for them. And, you know, I try to balance both and be really good at both. And, you know, when I fail, and that's okay. There's lessons.
And letting them know it's okay to fail, letting them know, like, it's not going to always be perfect, right? That some days you're going to have to give more to Soulbeat, or some days you're going to have to give more to them. And it's I always say, like, I don't even think balance even exists when you become a mom. Like, I thought there, you know what I mean? I don't think that word truly ever exists, because everyone's balance is so different.
And it's all right.
There's no defiant, like, oh, well, my balance is different than your balance, right? You know?
Very true. It is. And you have to be okay with that. You know, I think too many times we get caught up in like measuring ourselves against other women, especially, you know, like, you know, and then all that does is like make you feel less than, you know, like you kind of need to focus on what you're doing and what's important to you and put all your energy into it. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't compare yourself to what you see on Instagram, because like I said before, when we were talking before, like, it's a highlight reel a lot of the time, you know. And I talk about this a lot in my classes with my clients, is that, you know, and not just from a body image standpoint, but even just from like a life standpoint, we are constantly comparing ourselves to this reality of perfection that like perfection does not exist. Like, even when, you know, you could have like the most perfect quote unquote body, you could have like the most great family, the most perfect job, whatever. You think there's not flaws in that? Of course.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And anyone that tells me all of that's perfect, I'm like, I don't believe you.
No, me neither.
There's some skeleton in that closet.
Like,
or you have some happy juice that I need to find out what it is.
Exactly.
And, you know, you were really vulnerable on social media. So, like, you know, if you're watching this right now, I mean, you have to go follow Shoshana on Facebook. She did a really vulnerable post the other day, and is actually one of the reasons that I reached out to her. Was like, I want you to be on Great Grace and Glitz because I think more women need to talk about this and be open about this. Would you mind just kind of touching a little bit about like what you said to everyone? Because I know it really hit me, and I was like, oh damn, like as someone who used to have really distorted body image and suffered with, you know, anorexia for years. And, you know, I've been in a bad place before. And I always say now to even a lot of my wellness clients or just people that I meet, and, you know, as someone who was, you know, a fitness instructor, you know, oh, if I don't show up and, you know, if I don't have the what are they going to think? And it's like, stop all that, like get all that junk out of your head. I always say, listen, I'd rather have 10 extra pounds on me or whatever that number is, right? And know that I'm healthy and mentally clear, and I'm enjoying life, and I'm not like restricting, and like then a number on the scale, right? And does that measure my self-worth more than the degree I worked, you know, that I went to school for 20 something years? Like, let's start talking more about that.
Right. Let's change the narrative, you know?
Yes.
So, I mean, I'm on Facebook and Instagram, obviously, and I did make a post that was really raw and candid. You know, my fifth son is now 4 months old, and there is a 11-year gap between him and my youngest son. So, you know, I have like almost two 15-year-olds, a 14-year-old almost, and an almost 12-year-old. So, and then a 4-month-old. And
I love it. I love it though. But see, remind people, like, listen, it doesn't need to be like, ooh, everyone needs to have their kids 2 years spaced apart, right?
No, like, you know, and we can go into
the beauty of life.
Of like just, you know, different changes that I've had to endure and different hard conversations I've had to have in my life. But like what has led me right here is, you know, I went from, you know, taking a lot of care and time in making my body strong and healthy and where I wanted it to be. And I got pregnant and I had to do IVF and was on all these hormones, and to have a baby with my new husband. And, you know, I found, you know, I knew that the jump from going from, you know, just having four boys, but them at a baby stage, right? Loving my body, being proud of my body, to then going through all these hormonal changes at almost 40, right? I'm 40 in May, to then having a baby again, and your body like is now no longer recognizable in many ways. So I made this post, and literally the first line is like, don't worry, you'll bounce back. And, you know, I obviously I'm in the fitness industry. I'm on TV where hundreds of thousands of people see me every morning. There's a lot of pressure. The pressure doesn't come from anybody necessarily bullying me to lose weight, but it's the pressure I put on myself. But that phrase, don't worry, you'll bounce back, like you'll lose it, blah, 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 it puts pressure on me. And then I was thinking, like, what, like, that's why am I having so much pressure on myself when, you know, a lot of this is out of my control. I'm doing all the things. I'm eating healthy. I work out like an insane person. Obviously, it's what I do for a living. And it's just not coming off as fast as I wanted it. And therefore, when I never really struggled with, you know, insecurity during those years of, you know, working on my body and being in the fitness world, like my boys were older, I dealt with that when they were babies. And so having to deal with that all over again, yet have this pressure on me because of what I do for a living and, you know, kind of how I'm kind of out there. I had this moment like a month and a half ago where, you know, I don't know, we were at a friend's house and I came home and I was just overwhelmed with it all. You know, I was feeling insecure. I was feeling like, how am I supposed to do all this? And I literally just went into my bathroom and I sat on the floor and I was like in my bra and like pajama pants. I just bawled my eyes out and I just felt so low and defeated. And in that moment, I thought to myself, am I the only one that feels that way?
Yeah.
Not. And so I took a picture of myself, which is what that post was from. And I held on to it. And I waited for a moment that when I felt ready to share that side of myself. And I don't know what, you know, came about, why I decided that a few days ago that was going to be the day, but I'm glad that I did.
Right. Like, why Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock, you're all of a sudden were like, listen, I got to share this. But the world needed to hear it.
They did.
They needed to hear it. I mean, she got a resounding amount of, I mean, I can only imagine the private reach outs you got, but it was so real and so honest and so candid. And how many people feel that way every single day that are like, thank you for being so real, because they see you and they're like, she's gorgeous. She's a fitness model and she's doing this and she just had a fourth baby and life looks perfect. Right. But we all have those wall kicking moments where we are on the bathroom floor, you know, the snot coming down, I was going to say the mascara, but her and I were talking about that. We love fake lashes. And like, that's one thing that we don't have to deal with. So thank God for that. But you know, it's all of that, like, you know, like in just being you and knowing that, you know, we have those moments, like, you know, yeah, I, you know, there's times when, you know, I know my husband or I want to throw my husband out the second floor window or he wants to throw me out. You know, we have those days, like, you know, people are like, oh, you must have such a great marriage. I'm like, no, there's days we don't really like each other very much, you know, and that's okay. Right. There's days I yell at my kids and I'm a real, you know what?
Yep. That's okay. And I think so many of us, you know, are afraid to share that side of us, are afraid to, you know, admit that we fall short. Okay. But it's okay to fall short. It's okay to not be okay all the time. And I think once you can personally accept that about yourself, that, my friend, is when you grow.
Love it. Drop the mic. And it's when you fall forward. Like I always say, when I fall forward, I'm falling, but I'm still moving forward. I'm one more step further along. And it's like saying, like, okay, when I do get into that fight, like, so the other morning I left the house and, like, you know, I wasn't the nicest person to my husband. I got to work and I like literally did number one, I still love you. Two, I really hate mornings like this. Three. And then like the three and the four were like the things that we really needed to deal with. And, but I was like, listen, clear the air, right? You know, and that's hard for me to do. And Aries, a perfectionist, a firstborn, I'm like, no, I can't say I'm sorry because I didn't do anything wrong. And it's like, no, just being like, you know what? I failed this morning. I failed as a wife. I didn't show up the best that I could have. And you know what? Let's move forward from this.
Yeah. And
you know,
that's what makes you a better version of yourself. You know what I mean? Just admitting when you have those down moments and saying like, hey, listen, this is me, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And, you know, I'm going to learn from this, but I'm also not going to hide it. I'm not going to deny it. I'm not going to pretend that everything is peachy keen when it's not. And so for me, like, you know, to expose myself, to be vulnerable like that, you know, it's not easy to do that, but if it helps one person, all I care about is one person. And obviously it's helped a lot from the feedback that I've gotten. But even if it was just one person that was like, I needed to hear that. Mm-hmm. I was feeling that too. Then that was worth it. That making myself look like that and showing that side of myself was totally worth it. And that's how I live my life. And that's why I love doing what I do, is because even if I just affect one person in a positive way, it's worth it for me.
100%. I always say that, like, and I always, people are like, so why do you do this podcast? I'm like, because if I have one listener that listens to every episode, that it like impacts their life, that it makes them want to, I'm a catalyst to their change. I'm there to inspire them. They look forward to on Fridays when this podcast gets released, because they get to hear another story, right? About being gritty and about, you know, giving ourselves the grace. Like, you're giving yourself the grace to be like, listen, okay, you know what? Like, yeah, it's not the perfect way that I thought it was going to look, you know what, but it can be better. It can be better because of this, because you know what? I'm no longer holding myself to a standard that just kind of seems unfathomable right now. And I'm impacting all these people. And you know what? That feels so much better from the inside than it does no matter how you look on the outside. When you can impact that amount of people, and I'm sure your post showed you that, you were like, damn, I got to start posting more of that stuff, or you should go write this book or whatever you're going to do with this, because you have a magic in you that's absolutely beautiful and needs to be shared. And I just love it. I love, you know, what you're so, you were so willing to be vulnerable. And I like, you know, she's probably, you're probably getting inundated. I'm like, you need to be on this podcast. I'm like, you're amazing. So just thank you for showing up today. And like, you know, but at the same point, you know, you talk about fear, you talk about overcoming those limiting beliefs. And, you know, I think the thing that I heard you say, and just, you know, remind us, or if there's some other trick that you have, is you recognize that every day you have to work at that. And every day, most people have to work at that. That's not something that you just like, you do one thing and all of a sudden you can overcome all your limiting beliefs, or you can overcome that fear.
It's a constant daily, you know, shift of your mindset, right? It's almost like change. They say like change the narrative in your head. You know, when you allow fear to become fuel, right? Instead of limiting you, right? I say this a lot in my classes too. You know, a lot of people are afraid of taking the risk. They're afraid of change. They're afraid of failure. They're afraid of rejection. Fear, 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 fear. It all has negative connotation to it. But what if we say, yeah, this might be a little scary. It might. And what is the harm in trying? What is the harm in putting yourself out there? There isn't. So what if you fail? So what if you completely screw it up? There's a lesson there to be learned, right? Like, I think you use some type of term where, like, you know, fear, there's magic behind fear or something like that. I believe in that, because if we live our life by fear and allow it to hinder our growth all the time, we will get nowhere, and you will
100%.
Still
100%. And I always say magic exists on the other side of fear, right? Like that's when that magical juice starts happening. But it's not like a one-time thing. Like I always say that it's not transactional. You're not like, oh, I exchanged this, so now I'm not fearful anymore, right? Like I just say the fears that used to be there become smaller and smaller. And now you're going after bigger fears, right? Like every time you're chipping away more and more at that mountain, you're getting closer and closer to that summit. And I never want to reach the summit. Because once I reach the summit, it's like, okay, what's next, right? Like, I want to keep working and growing in myself and keep, if you don't have that fear, I always say, are you really pushing yourself hard enough?
Yeah. You know, my favorite quote, and, you know, it's on our wall at Soulbeat is, and it's from a song, but it says, if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. Mm. Right. So I live by that. I mean, like opening a fitness studio, doing all these different things. Like, you know, I didn't get there just by like blind faith. Like I was scared out of my mind. Do you know what I mean?
And add COVID to it. I'm sure during that period, you're like, okay, how are we paying the bills? You know what I mean? Like that couldn't have been easy. Or can I keep the studio open? Like I've worked my heart and my soul towards it. Yep. You know, and there's so many people that are listening right now who are probably up against that challenge, right?
We still are. We're not out of it. You know what I mean? It's still a challenge. It's still a struggle. You know, how am I going to continue to pay the bills? How am I going to, you know, get people into the studio and, you know, try to rebuild the business that COVID tried to break and didn't? I'm one of the ones that thankfully we have a strong community around us that supported us during that time, even when we were hanging literally by a thread. We're still standing, you know, and listen, I'm not going to give up just because it's hard.
No, nope. Just
what makes it hard. That's what makes it great. Cause at the end of the day, I can look back and say, you know what? That sucked. That was really hard. And I almost didn't make it, but you know, I persevered. I stayed the course. I didn't give up. I learned along the way, and here I am.
Yeah. It's so true. And it's so, but like you said, you're still going to have those moments in between when like you are on the floor and you, even though you know, you're going to get through it and you're going to go through the fear, like you're going to have those moments when it just feels like it's like, it'd be easier just to give up right now. Right. It would just be easier. And then something gets inside of you when you've built that muscle, just like you've, like, I remember the first time, cause I taught spin for the longest time. I love cycle. And I will tell you that, do you remember the first time you ever taught a class and you got off of it and you literally couldn't sit down because your butt muscles hurt so bad and the inside of your thighs and you're like, you know what I mean? Like, it was like literally like the worst pain. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't, like when someone new goes and rides now, I'm like, and they tell me that, I'm like, what do you mean? I don't even remember that. Right. Because you know, it's like that first cut is, you know, the first breakup, the first this, it's always the hardest. Right. Now you're like, okay, listen, some other studio comes and talks to you and they're opening, like you can do this. Right. So it's just continuing to like evolve yourself and recognizing like, and those, what those coping mechanisms look like.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, so. You just have to keep going. That's the thing. And even if it's an inch forward, it doesn't have to be a big step, right? So, you know, success and growth, it doesn't need to be measured by how big it is. It could be the smallest thing. Like it still is measurable. It still is. Do you know what I mean?
So if you were to go back in like your childhood, like maybe it's your 18-year-old self. I don't know what that looks like, but like, was there anything like during your childhood or when you were, you know, younger that you would either go back and tell yourself, or maybe something pivotal that happened that like led you to be who you are today and resilient and someone that's like, yep, I'm going and I'm going to have my, you know, my fifth baby. And you know what I mean? Like you just have this like fire about you. It's really awesome.
You know, when I was 18, I didn't even know who I was, you know what I mean? But you know, one thing I would tell my 18-year-old self is that if you really want to find your passion and what you're really good at, just stay true to who you are. Make no apologies for it. And, you know, be kind to yourself along the way. And know that, like, you know, you have a purpose and a destiny. And I didn't find my purpose and destiny until I was in my 30s. Like after I had my four kids, I didn't, you know that I could even do this kind of line of work, you know, and I fell into it. And, you know, I didn't believe in myself until someone else did. That's just what it boils down to, right? So how I even fell into the fitness industry is I was, you know, working at another studio and the owner there was just like, you know, I think you can teach. You know, I was just like doing front desk stuff and helping her with her business. And I was like, I can't teach. Are you insane? And she's like, yes, you can. And you know what? To this day, like I'll forever be grateful for that push because sometimes we need just that little push. Mm-hmm. And it's whether you jump or whether you pull back, right?
Yep.
And I jumped and never looked back.
And I want to be there to be like, you know what? Your book is going to be called like On the Bathroom Floor. And we're going to write this book and we're going to like explain to people and like make it, like you said, change that narrative and just make it. And it's like, that's the thing. And you know what I love about what you just said is like, now that when someone did that to you, so like maybe if you go back and tell your 18-year-old self, like reminding yourself that young, that when someone does that to you, give it back to someone else. Cause the more you give that back and you're encouraging, especially, I mean, we're in Women History Month right now, right? Like just encouraging women to go after these things. And I'm all about like male, I have a son, I have a daughter, you know what I mean? Like this and the other, I'm all about, you know, equal rights for everyone, blah, 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 blah. But like at the same time, we need to continue to lift, you know, other women who are in our, you know, our tribe and saying, you can do this, go after this and remind people like what they saw in you. They saw something when you're like, you want me to get on that bike and teach?
Yeah.
You're like, okay. And you did it. Now look at you in your own studio. Now people are coming up to you being like, you inspire me. You've changed my life. You changed my workout. You changed my day. You changed my mindset. I mean, how good does that feel?
Oh, are you kidding me? Like it's still like whenever, even to this day, and I've been doing this for, you know, since 2013. So a long time, but like, it's still, I don't think really like sinks in that, like, you know, I have that impact on people. It means the world to me. And I want to continue to do that. You know what I mean? It's monumental. It's monumental, yes. You know, but it's all about paying it forward. Right. So it was, someone believed in me, right? And pushed me to get into this industry and I have succeeded. But what do you think I'm doing with my instructors? Who and instructors that have come to me and I've trained and I've, you know, really tried to instill this fire in them. They've ran with it. They've left my studio. They've went on and either taught at other studios or opened up their own studios. And you know, that's, I can't fault them for that. That's amazing. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, they're a reflection of you too, right? It's like, why do we let our kids go to college and move away and do this? It's like, you want them to spread their wings, right? Like my mom always says, like, I gave you the roots and then you gave yourself the wings to fly, girlfriend. You go and fly and go be like what you need to be right now, you know, and just reminding you of that.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that's what it's about. And, you know, as women, you know, obviously we know like we can be the hardest on each other, but it doesn't need to be like that. You know, we can be each other's cheerleaders and we should be.
And if you're surrounding yourself by those women who aren't lifting you up, who aren't cheering you on, who aren't celebrating your successes or there when you're on the bathroom floor, like, is that the right circle you want to be with? And that's what I always say to myself. Like my friendships and relationships have evolved that way, right? Like as you next level, like, you know, there's a new devil and there's new things that come up and, you know, like, but you got to make sure you make that bond around you really strong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know? I say, you know, you have to take inventory, right? I use the word inventory a lot because I think too often we just let like people kind of just like marinate around us. And we don't I use weird words.
Love that term. It's so true though.
You don't really realize the like toxicity or like, you know, the impact that they're having that might be dragging you down until you like stop and reflect and are like, okay, let me take inventory of who's in my circle, of whose energy is really affecting me in a positive or negative way. And if they're not bringing you up, and then I'm not saying like they have to always be floating your boat, right? But
No.
You know, if they are not beneficial to your life and are not a supporter, an encourager or anything like that, and they're just bringing you down, get rid of them. It'll take courage. It's not easy. And it's probably most of the time uncomfortable, but it's what you have to do to protect your energy. Yes. You have to protect your energy. And if they're draining you of it, say goodbye.
Yep. And, you know, or just, and again, it doesn't mean that you have to cut them out of your life completely, but you just have to recognize, okay, who do you have to bring closer? I always say, listen, just like in corporate America, like who do I want on my board of directors? Who are they going to hire to run this company? That's right. The people you want to surround yourself with. But in the same breath, they're bringing you up, they're cheering you on. They also need people there that are going to reflect with you and put the mirror in front of you sometimes and say, okay.
Great.
Rashana, you said this, like, you know, in calling you out sometimes, you know, and I think that's equally in a positive way. When you know that they mean the best for you, because they're trying to up level you. They know what your goals are. They know where your challenges are and they want to bring you to that next level. I mean, listen, we could like literally talk all day. We should actually do like a spin ride one day, like where we just keep inspiring people. Like, you know, we bring like our 1980s gear and, you know, I got to get over there for a ride. You guys have to go and check out Soulbeat. I have not been over there and I can't even believe it because you're not far from me. But I got to come over and take a ride with you and get inspired and all that. I love cycling. So if you live in the greater Philadelphia area, guys, Soulbeat, you're in Royersford.
Right. We're in Audubon.
Oh my goodness. So even closer. Yeah. And, but I will tell you, like, just go and follow her. Shana is just absolutely, she'll be in the show notes, all her information. She is just an absolutely remarkable human being in so many different ways. Right. But most importantly, just keeping it real, right. Being able to say, hey, listen, she's going after a goal. She's going after a dream. She's up leveling other people, but she's also not afraid to just say, you know what, this is the way that it is. Right. And we need more of that in this world. And I just commend you for doing that post, commend you for putting yourself out there and being vulnerable. Right. Because that's not easy to do. Right. To put that picture up there and be like, you know what, this was me at that low, low, low point. And you know what, look how far I've come, and like, just reminding you, like, it will get better. So anything you want to leave us with, any other place that people can find you? I mean, I know everyone's going to be asking when you're writing this book. So on the bathroom floor, I'll illustrate it for you.
I mean, yeah, you know, Shoshana McNeil, Shoshana.McNeil on Instagram. Obviously, Soulbeat has a website. You can, on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6 a.m. during the morning news, you will see me on TV. 6 ABC.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so you go on there. And what kind of tips do you give people?
So I try to just give tips that anyone from any age or fitness level can do. Doesn't have a lot of equipment needed, normally just hand weights or even just body weight. But I just want to like inspire them and move them. You know, there's a lot of negativity that can be on the news, and this platform allows me just to kind of like brighten their day, get them moving, inspire them to move their body and to remain healthy. And I love it.
But with something realistic, right? Like, it's not like, hey, listen, you got to go to Seoul, you got to go to a studio, you're going to go ride for an hour. Like, she gives you real life tips, like just things that you could just generally be doing and adding to your life. So if you're looking for more movement, you're looking for a little bit more inspiration, get up extra early on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you said.
Yeah, it's Tuesdays and Thursdays during the 6 a.m. morning news, but they also post my fitness tips to their website. So there's literally over 400 at this point. I've been doing it for like 4 or 5 years now. So
Oh my goodness, I love it.
of fitness tips online that you can just watch the recording of.
So, okay, so let's leave the audience with one giveaway. Like, what is one thing you would suggest they start adding into their day? Like, if you were to say, hey, here's one fitness tip for you guys today. Is there something that like you like did this week or that you've recently done that you're like, this one's a good one? I know I'm putting you on the spot. I didn't tell you I was going to ask you this question.
Rolodex of exercises in my mind. Okay, so it's called a curtsy with a crunch, and I can explain it very quickly. You take your right leg behind your left, almost like in a diagonal. So think of a lunge, but just at an angle.
Got
Yeah.
it.
Curtsy, right? We curtsy, drop our right knee down. And then with that right arm up, you're going to pull that right knee to the right elbow, and then you crunch into the oblique. So not only are you getting your heart rate up with a bigger dynamic movement, you're toning your legs, and you're also getting that oblique, that side body muscle.
I can only imagine how many people are listening to this right now with their headset in and they're trying to like pull their arm. I'm like thinking about it right now with my legs. I'm like, okay, let's do it. One, two, three, if they could only see us now. But anyways, guys, this is what Grit, Grace, and Glitz is all about. It's all about just getting gritty and what we're doing in life and how we're going after goals and dreams. And not that everything is beautiful all of the time, that it gets messy and it's okay. Because you know what? The mess is how we get to the beautiful parts, right?
Right.
It's how we uncover, you know, the diamond in the rough, right?
No
They,
money.
you know, I love that illustration where someone's chipping away trying to find the diamonds and they're like literally an inch away. You can tell they've been chipping and chipping and chipping, and then they decide to turn around and they're like, I never found it. So, you know what? If you're in that mess zone right now, you're in that spot of life, keep going through it, right? It's okay. You're being set up for greatness on the other side of that. I'm a firm believer of that. People used to tell me that, like, oh, just keep going. You know, this is the challenge you need. I'm like, bullshit. It's not. I don't want to be here. And yet at the end of the day, I look back at those moments. I'm like, that's why that moment happened. She was right.
Preparing you
Yeah.
know?
Yep. So anyways, here's to Grit, Grace, and Glitz. Here's to Shoshana just for fueling us with so much goodness, guys. I cannot wait for you guys to connect with her. I can't wait for you to try out Soulbeat. I can't wait for you to watch your fitness tips on Tuesdays and Thursdays on Channel 6. And I just want to sign off here from Grit, Grace, and Glitz. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for just pouring into us. Have the most blessed, beautiful, and amazing day. Cheers, everyone.
I hope you learned a lot from today's episode, and I cannot wait for you to catch our next episode. I'll see you back here next time on an all-new episode of Grit, Grace, and Glitz.